But Vabasa Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel. Now we're going to have in the Mishnah where the agreement between the two parties, the Moichin and the Lekech, was that the measurement of the soda that's being sold should be exact. But he also said a Lashon which could be construed differently. He says like this. Mida Bechevlani Moichaloch, which means a Mechir Medukdekes, that's the Lashon that we have in the Mishnah in Mishnah Beis. And that's why it was problematic, because they made up only that amount. So Mida Moichal, Lekech, each one could insist on writing the discrepancy. So he taka said a Lashon Mida Bechevlani Moichaloch, but then he adds, Hin Chosen Yetze, if it's more, if it's less. So what does that mean? Bitel, hein chose, hein yese, the loshen, hein chose, hein yese, which means bigger, smaller, give or take. This is the measurement of yield, base core for $100,000, give or take. That's mevatel, the exactness of the nusach, hakoidemis of midah b'chevel. So mele, it's chal with a hein chose, hein yese. And then the field doesn't have to be exact. Now, what's the shear? At what point we say, okay, this is a total mistake. 1 out of 24, like we had in the previous Mishnah, a reva laso. Says the Mishnah, hein chose, hein yese, mida b'chevel. It does it the other way. First he says, more or less, and then he says, mida b'chevel. So then, bitel, mida b'chevel, hein chose, hein yese. Divya bananas. You always say that the last clause, the last upmach, is mevatel the first. Matnazach, he said both. But the second is mevatel the first. Ubimtsimonov, bimtsoro. Reuven says he's selling the field to Shimon. And he measures out the field, not in terms of size. In terms of the field goes until the red barn on the left corner, until the big oak tree on the right side. He maps it out. Bisimonov b'mitzarov. Simonim of the field, mitzarov also the degrees, or this goes up to that street, and this goes up to that marker. So then it's like this. Pachas mishtus, if the discrepancy is less than a sixth, higioi. That's what it is. You mapped out the field. You're talking about that field. The discrepancy is not that great that should be mevatel the sale. However, let's say the discrepancy is more than a shtus, and it's a chiddush, by the way, because shtus is a shear that we have in Einor, in the fourth parak of Bava Metzias, by Metatlan. By Kaka, there is no din of Einor. But it's not Einor. This means this is the discrepancy which is called a significant discrepancy. You mapped out the field, lefisa monavu mitzarv. Okay, fine, it's off, but that's basically the idea. But if the discrepancy is more than that, so then you're going to have to adjust the price. That discrepancy is not just water that could flow under the bridge. Now, the truth of the matter is, the wording of the Mishnah is soyse mineu bei. Kasha the Gemara asks. Look at the Lashon of the Mishnah. In the ratio of simonavu mitzarv, poches mishtus higiyoi. Which sounds like if it's exactly a shtus, then you have to make a reckoning. Then he says, ad shtus, if it's more than a shtus, yinake. Aha, so it sounds like exactly a shtus. It just is. There is no schus to go back and to recheshman. So what's the din of exactly a shtus? So it sounds from the Gemara, the way the Rav brings it, that in piches min abayis kur shtus, if what's missing is a sixth, the kolshken pachas mishtutz. He adds that in. So then he gives even exactly a sixth with ijah shir oinor doesn't count over here because it's karka. What we're talking about is it has to be more than a shtutz. So over here we don't have the din of exactly a shtutz. Exactly a shtutz like less than a shtutz. He's a hasbro why, but that's the din that's moved over here. Again, the shir shtutz over here is not midin oinor. It's midin. That's a significant enough discrepancy that we don't say sold in the field. Kemois shehu. You have also, let's say, there's a halacha where somebody is desperate for medical care or for a ride or for some other help, and he hires somebody, but the guy said a wild price. So under certain circumstances, the customer, who's, let's say, going to be bitten by a snake unless somebody takes him across the river, and there's a boat going by, he jumps in the boat. He says, "How much do you want?" The guy names a crazy price. Just get me to the other side. Do we say that he was maskim to that price or mishatani boch? So, sugi at the end above a kama. So the halacha is over there that he could say mishatani boch if the price is beyond. What's called beyond? A shtus. Tami dinoino. Chazal used the baseline of shtus boino to define in different places discrepancy that's beyond in terms of pricing. Mishnah Dal, Haimelach Aveir Chatzis Sodan Imeichaloch. He doesn't say which half. Reuven says, I'll sell you half of my field. He has a big field. He'll sell half. He only wants to work on half. Problem is that part of the field is better quality, part of the field is shvach quality. Obviously, the price is supposed to be different. Mishamdin Benehem. They make a midah of the whole field. The field has better parts and worse parts. The field, besach hakol, is worth $10,000. So first of all, what he sold them was half the field, $5,000 worth. The moicher then keeps the better part of the field, $5,000, which means he's not going to hold on to 50% of the field. He'll probably hold on to 35% of the field. Because the field that's the part of the field that's shvacher is going to be worth less for more. So Mamela, he'll hold on to less, but of the better part of the field. And Lekech will get more in terms of value, less in terms of quality. Mishamnin is Miloshin Shomein, but there are those who explain the Losh Mishamnin Miloshin like a Shuma. It's similar, even though Batsim, there's a Nun there, it's not part of the same Sherish. Vinishvidi, it's both. You make an estimate of the field, which is the Chelik HaYoyser Shomun, Lumas the Chelik, which is Yoyser Kochush. Now we have a little bit of a different case. He's not selling him just half the field, he's selling him the half that's in the Dorim. So, Mishamdin Bineim, again, you have to estimate the value of the field, but here not the whole field, the value of the Chilik Hadroimi. Because he sold him half of the Dorim. Vinoitel Chetzio Shabadorim, again, you can take the Chilik Hashomin Shabadorim, and again, it's offset quantity versus quality. Vuhum Mekabel Olov. Most of the Mefarsh, if you look at the Rav, understand that Vahum Kabbalah goes on the Lekech. The Lekech is responsible to make sure that the sale was done properly, effectively, where each one is protected from the other one. So Meli, he has to put up over there where the Mokim is the Mokim of a Geder, or a Charitz, a fence, or just a ditch separating the two. Uben Charitz, which is a smaller Charitz, a smaller ditch. V'kamahu charitz, shisha tvochem. Ben charitz is shloisha. What's the tally on which one you build? L'fi umdino, what's normal in that place? So again, like we said, most of the Mefarshim understand this is the Lekech's responsibility. There are Rishonim that say that we're going over here on the Moicha, that the Moicha is Mechuyiv. Moicha sold, so the Moicha is responsible to consummate the sale effectively, which means also the dividing border between the two parties.